Your recipe is so tasty. Come on and stir it up.
A little Bob Marley to get us going this morning for Feed the Resistance. That particular version of Stir It Up is on an album called B is for Bob, something that his son Ziggy Marley put together a few years ago. He found these acoustic tapes from Bob and went through them, and he told me personally a few years ago that when he found these tapes, he was really excited because it was a lot like the stuff that he was doing at the time. So he was really excited that he was on the same path as his father as far as music goes. So he finished up the tapes, put out this album B is for Bob. It's got kind of a children's feel to it, not to minimize the music of Bob Marley
right,
and make it sound like something silly for kids, but it really has a cool children's
That's
vibe
awesome.
To it. Wanted to play that one today as we get into this particular edition of Feed the Resistance in honor of Black History Month. I wanted to cook something from a new cookbook from Marcus Samuelson, who I mentioned a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Samuelson was born in Ethiopia, if I remember right. He was raised in Sweden by Swedish parents, and now he lives in Harlem, where he has a great restaurant called Red Rooster. I've been there once. It was fantastic.
Super
He's got several other restaurants, but that's kind of the main flagship restaurant. The book is called The Rise, by the way. When he writes a cookbook, he kind of tells stories along with the recipes. So
right.
it's a really cool way of doing this. Some notes from the beginning of the book. He says, "This is a cookbook about race, class, and the equity of the American food landscape. It's also an opportunity to eat deliciously, to learn and inspire yourself and others, to come together at one table and to raise each other up." Then he says, this is what's really cool. At the end of this segment every week, we say, we cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance. He says, "Let's cook, let's eat, let's rise."
Oh my gosh.
He goes on to say, lots of readers might think that black food starts and stops with dishes like fried chicken and grits, a certain idea of soul food stuck in time. There's much to be learned from studying those dishes, but they reflect just one of many facets of black cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Think about music. What if we stopped studying black music after the rise of bebop? We'd miss out on hip-hop, Afrobeat, reggae, funk, and many other unique sounds and statements about our world.
Absolutely.
So that's where he's going with cooking. The book profiles a lot of chefs, of course, but he also looks at other folks that work within the food industries. He highlights one woman who's a food justice advocate. He talks about a publisher and podcaster that works to document the communities around the world that grow our food and cultivate our food. The recipe I made comes from a chapter on Tony Tipton Martin, who was the first African-American food editor of a major daily newspaper.
Cool. This book sounds awesome.
This book is awesome. I'll lend it to you when I'm done with
it. Heck yeah.
The recipe I made today is beets with sage leaf and duca spices. Duca is an Egyptian spice blend that's made up of nuts and seeds. I get the feeling that there's lots of different versions of it. This particular version has fennel seeds, coriander, cumin, sesame. All those seeds are toasted and then mixed with some pistachios and cashews, which are ground up. The beets were roasted for about an hour and then mixed together with some olive oil, some lime juice, red onion, sage, and then the duca on top of it. So that's
Perfect.
What we're eating today.
How exciting. And when you told me we were having beets, I got super excited because they're one of my favorite tubers, I suppose it would qualify as, of all time. I really love every version of them. I, however, did not know what a duca was. I had to look that up,
right?
Which is exciting because I learned stuff there. And then trying to figure out what to pair with it, I was struggling a little bit. So I actually messaged my friend Ross, who works for Ale Asylum. And I was like, hey, send him the recipe. I'm like, what would you pair with this? And he goes into full salesperson mode. And he's like, well, I would pair a fresh and light hoppy beer with some fruit tones. Might I recommend Murder Hornet? And I was like, of course. How did I know you would give me an Ale Asylum beer?
Of course
this?
He would, yeah.
So we have the Apocalypse Bingo Murder Hornet.
Might I recommend that you listen to The Resistance?
See, exactly. There you go.
Just saying.
So they're doing a whole series of Apocalypse Bingo. Murder Hornet was the first one to drop. Of course, the Ale Asylum had the F COVID series.
Right.
The two versions of it, which was really successful. So this is actually kind of a departure from what Ale Asylum usually does. And that's kind of the idea of the Apocalypse Bingo series anyway. When I opened it up, there's fruitiness that comes out immediately.
Absolutely. I just took a little sip of it. And before I even got it to my mouth, I could smell that.
Right. Which traditionally we don't have a lot of the fruit tones in the Ale Asylum beers or whatever. And it's weird because it almost smells like strawberry, but it tastes more like a pineapple almost in there, or like a Sprite of beers.
I got that, yeah.
Said. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, oh yeah, that's fantastic. And very light, not super bitter like you think of when you think of the pale ales or whatever, because it is a hazy. But just as a general rule, when you're pairing with vegetables, a light, hoppy pale ale is going to do you a lot of good.
All right. One more thing about the recipe. The recipes of Marcus Samuelson generally are pretty complex.
Okay.
Both in flavor and in actually preparation. Mm-hmm. The first time we cooked something from one of his books, my wife and I are about an hour into the process when we realized what we were cooking was a really fancy peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Honestly, that's what it was, a fancy peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It was absolutely amazing.
Sure.
But in the end, it was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. This recipe is very, very simple.
Okay.
Simple to make. It takes a little bit of time because of roasting the beets. But other than that, it's incredibly simple.
Awesome.
So this would be a nice introduction if you do want to check out his cookbooks. This is a nice introduction to it.
Awesome. Love it.
So let's try these together.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I also love the red onions with this.
Oh, yeah. And having the fresh sage is essential, I think, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
The sage with that fruity taste in the beer really mixes together good. Even the earthiness of the beets kind of come out a little bit as well. Oh, wonderful. I'm really happy because I had never tried this beer before today.
But we'll have it again for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're pairing today is beets with sage leaf and Duca spices along with?
Murder Hornet. It's the Apocalypse Bingo series from Ale Asylum.
All right. Now, normally I would say we cook, we eat, we drink, we
feed the resistance.
This week we'll change it up a bit. Let's cook, let's eat, let's rise. Every week, right about this time, here on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.